Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hello, I'm Mr. Plow. Are you tired of having your hands cut off by snowblowers and the inevitable heart attacks that come with shoveling snow? Then call Klondike 5-3226. Call now and receive a free t-shirt. Call Mr. Plow. That's my name. That name again is Mr. Plow.
That and everything else with snowplows has got to make Cole Stollard just crazy these days. Hey, thank you for joining us for the show. Cole is he's the big guy. He's the commissioner of Chicago Streets and Sanitation. Are you just about done with this contest, Cole?
Oh, I love it. I've had that one sent to me a couple times. That you're opening right there. Hey, yeah. Mr. Plow. So it's been fun for people, I will say that. People have had fun.
When we first talked about it, the one you were like, I'm so tired of Mrs. O'Leary's plow, and there it is at the top of the list.
You got it. Like I said, people will still be talking to me about that, where it's been fun.
They're just busting your chops. It's probably your closest friends and family members, right?
Oh, it's been more than that. Oh, yeah. People from Florida are having fun with this. So,
jeez. It's the You Name a Snowplow contest, and you probably heard that there were, what, 17,000 votes to narrow it down to 7?
It was 87. Let me get, if I misspoke on out there, but it's 80,000 votes. We got nearly 17,000 responses, and it was 7,000 names were put to this process, and the staff here whittled it down to 50, and then the voters voted, and here we are with our top 7.
Okay, I'm good with all of them. The John Baptiste point to shovel, I was like, I don't know, man. It looks like somebody tried to push that one through. So here we go. Number one, Mrs. O'Leary's plow, Duh Plow, Salter Payton, it's my favorite, Sears Plower, Sleet Home Chicago, Holy Plow, and John Baptiste point to shovel. Mary, do you have a favorite out of any of those? Kevin, you got a favorite?
I like the Holy Plow.
Yeah. I like the Salter Payton one. That one's pretty sweet.
And I'm surprised
sweet.
There wasn't one that involved Tom Skilling's name, Cole. Were there some suggestions for that?
Oh, there was some people in there, and he made it. He was in, people definitely put that in. He just didn't get to that top 7.
Okay. So tell everybody what happens now.
Well, what happens now is we're going to get them marked up with from our friends over at AIS, which is our fleet shop. They're going to put the information on the side of the plows. We're going to reach out to the first person that put the name in, you know, because people did put in, but they were time stamped. We're going to reach out to them, and then they're going to get an opportunity to take a picture with that said plow, and There's a little prize for the winner there, we'll say.
And Cole, has there ever been a season where the plows have gotten less use?
Did somebody sent something to me back in like 1920 and 21. There was, you know, we got like 9 inches of snow that season from, you know, over 100 years ago. But there's still plenty. I mean, he saw his shadow, so we still got six weeks left of this. If you follow that yesterday, but it's still a little early in the season.
Cole Stollard is a commissioner of Chicago Streets and Sanitation. We're talking about those snowplow names, but the temperatures today aren't allowing you to do anything. It's 3 in Aurora, 10 below is the wind chill out there. Obviously, a little warmer near the lake, but you know you're going to move right from this to, hey, when are you going to fix my pothole?
I always say those are our friends at CDOT. I know it says Streets and Sand and it does confuse people, but that's our friend Commissioner Biagi over at CDOT that handles those potholes. And just call them into 311 and they'll be out there.
We're trees and
cleaning up the garbage that's out there and stuff like that. So we all have our fair share of work.
All right. Well, thank you so much for checking in. And we appreciate your humor through this whole contest.
Hey, no, thanks for having us and appreciate what you do.
Powerball drawing tomorrow night, $700 million, which, you know, used to make people run out and buy a ticket because you're like, oh, this is huge. And now you're like, okay, well, that seems to be just like every other Powerball drawing. But the Illinois Lottery says there were two lucky winners. You know, Steve Bertrand always says that he never checks his ticket until he knows where the ticket was purchased.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So according to the Illinois Lottery, two people won $50,000 each on Wednesday's Powerball. One ticket was purchased in a Casey's General Store. You know, that's where everybody gets their pizza out in Farmville. This was in Collinsville, Illinois. But another one was sold at Aurora Gas and Food on South Lake in Aurora. So $50,000, I mean.
I'll take it.
I know. Can you imagine?
I would love it.
I just take a little, I don't know, stress off you. And another story that I found intriguing today is the world's oldest dog. Anybody want to take a guess how old this dog is?
I already know.
In dog years or people years?
In dog years, it would be really impressive. Yeah. Let's go with people years.
20.
20.
30.
30.
30?
Wow.
30.
What kind of dog is it? It's got to be a mutt.
It looks kind of, you know, like a lab
mix.
Yeah,
I was going to say like brown lab.
Yeah.
Chocolate, I guess.
Yeah, a dog in Portugal named Bobby, now the world's oldest living dog, according to Guinness World Records. Bobby was born on May 11th, 1992. Oh, they say it's a purebred, and it's a name I can't even pronounce. I've never seen. Rafiero de Alentejo? I don't know. It is Portugal, so the dog's 30 years old and 266 days. Holy smoke.
That's what, did you see his reasoning, the owner's reasoning behind the longevity?
About what they feed him?
Yeah.
Yeah, tell everybody.
He says because he feeds it only human food, which I'm blown away because in my mind, a lot of human food is really bad for dogs. So
oh, wow.
I don't know how that's possible.
Probably eats chocolate too.
Yeah, so he said he takes just regular human food and he mixes it with a lot of water to get all the spices off because it is Portugal and that's what they feed this dog. And the dog doesn't look to be 30 years old, but it seems like we've had, you know, world's oldest dog title emerging about every few months because I think that there was a Chihuahua that was, you know, 22. There was another dog that was 29 a few months ago. I can't imagine. How wonderful would that be? I mean, my dogs usually average 11 or 12 years because I have big dogs and that's a pretty good run for them. I think it would be so cool to have a dog for 30 years.
That's why they started cloning them. All the fancy celebrities. Didn't Paris Hilton clone her dog's DNA because she wants to make sure that she constantly has the same dog in a way? Have you heard this?
A lot of people are doing that. What's weird though are the people who are having their dogs stuffed.
Oh, no.
It's so weird.
Why would you do that? But I've read about
it. Standing in your living room and people walk in.
How about if you had
don't
your,
be alarmed. Yeah. It's just a stuffed dog.
What if you had your pig stuffed?
Who, by the way, does not want to go outside today. She is definitely using the pig litter box. I can get her outside to eat. She'll down that food in less than 3 minutes and be at the door going, let me back in. At least that's what it sounds like to me.
Better make sure she's outside for the Super Bowl party when a ham shows up.
I know. My friends Greg and Elena, they call up, we think you should have a Super Bowl because you have a new TV and we've got a whole half of a ham we're going to bring. Oh, sorry to Penelope, but you don't mind, right? whatever. Hey. The news is coming up next with Lauren Lapka, and it is Heart Month, and you will notice if you turn on TV news tonight that just about every female TV anchor will be wearing red. That's because Anchors Go Red is happening today. We'll talk to a cardiologist, Dr. Brian Smith from the University of Chicago, coming up on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.